And with me is Cook County Commissioner Bruce Martinson, and we had a meeting yesterday. Bruce, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
I know it doesn't sound like it's exciting, but it's expensive. Calcium chloride.
Oh, sure. And that's really an item that many of my constituents have been asking that the county apply more and more. But the cost per gallon keeps going up. We do have $140,000 in the budget for that. We did accept the low, bid, but to supply the equivalent amount as last year, it cost $159,000, mm-hmm. and we are accepting the bid, but requesting the only apply about 150,000 gallons at a cost of $140,000, so we stay on budget.
Okay, now speaking of the highway department, there was quite a bit on the agenda from the highway department, but talk about the 2014 Transportation Improvement Plan. That's kind of a big deal.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it is. Of course, we don't have as much money. It didn't go as far with the cost of oil going up, cost of bituminous payment keeps going up. But 2014, the main two projects we have up at the top of the Gunflint Trail, on County Road 12, there'll be 4.67 miles of bituminous pavement replacement being done. And, of course, we'll be doing the sidewalk extension in front of the clinic hospital mm-hmm. on County Road 7. And going on to 2015, we will be doing more work up on the top of the Gunflint Trail, County Road 12, doing an additional 3.7 miles of pavement work.
Now, they're going to take the bituminous surface off completely and put a new one on?
That'd be correct, replacing it completely.
Is that going to cause a traffic problem?
There will be some delays. I did bring up the question. Dave Betts didn't think it would be that bad to make a point to work one side at a time.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
So they're going to try to minimize any traffic delay. But then getting on to 2016, then we're back down on the Sawbill Trail. Last year, they were planning on doing half the work in 2015, half in 2016. And Dave Betts made a decision to do it all in 16. He thought that overall cost would be less doing it under one contract. Mm-hmm. That'd be 8.35 miles, and that would go from the where the pavement ends right now,
yeah.
4 miles up from Highway 61 all the way to the Honeymoon Trail.
Yeah, I saw traffic. Yeah.
And I'll just cover those projects, mm-hmm. what's happening in the next 3 years, even though it does go beyond all
sure.
the way to 2018 in the plan.
Well, Tim Nelson, Planning and Zoning Director, was in, and there's a couple things there. Talk about the Caribou Lake Area, AUAR, and what is that?
Oh, sure. Now, that stands for the Alternative Urban Area-Wide Review. It was 10 years ago that we originally passed the AUAR for mm-hmm. that area. It had strong support from the property owners, but it was only for a five-year term. We did renew it 5 years, but it really has accomplished its objectives. It was addressing the development mm-hmm. on the hillside, water quality. And a lot of the data is old. Planning and Zoning Director Tim Nelson thought that if we were going to continue on with it, we probably would have to do a whole new study. And the Caribou Lake Property Owners Association agreed with that. However, they did want a continuation of the subordinate service district that was formed as a result of the AUAR. And what happens is that the property owners have an assessment to help pay for projects, and the main project is water quality monitoring in the lakes up there. And this subordinate service district we approved to continue and do the assessment for 2015 is around the watershed that includes Caribou, Ward, Agnes, and Bigsby Lake.
And those, that means that basically the work that the county does is then put on their property taxes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And Planning Commission had a resignation. How are you going to do that? And it's from the East End.
Oh, sure. Jonathan Smith from the East End resigned. We did authorize Tim Nelson to seek his replacement. Tim suggested, and we agreed, that we should seek someone from the east end of the county so we have good representation on the Planning and Zoning Commission. So if there's anyone out there that's on the east end that has interest being in the Planning and Zoning Commission, please contact, you know, Tim Nelson.
Right. Okay. Bruce Martinson is the county commissioner, and he comes in periodically, talks to us after the board meeting. Thanks much for stopping by.
Sure. Thank you, Jay.